We are the Council of 12. We are here to present some very important information and energetics to you. Master Kutumi comes to the forefront of this transmission because he was given the duty as a master teacher to assist those humans who were preparing for their ascension. He continually transmitted the light frequencies and concepts of the transformative triadic system. So he has stepped to the forefront of this council to support this fuller transmission in ways that the human counterparts of this council can receive and use them. So it is that we are the full Council of 12 transmitting to you today, but it is also individual collective streams of consciousness that are very valid in this moment of this transmission. So this alone is teaching you the massiveness of this council of which you are a member. We have come to the juncture in our transformation, in your transformation, your transcendence, and your ascension process, that we must begin to communicate another level of concepts and energetics that begin with the Ark of the Covenant. The new light energetics are another iteration of the Christed matrix. They provide a smooth transcendence from your present state of being and what you presently know about yourself and your energetics into a much more refined state of being. Now, before we continue, let us make very clear that you have been asked to draw from the original Christed matrix that was put in play when the Earth was created as a Christed planet that had some semblance of form. Now, this is important for you to recognize because the current part of the Christed matrix that is being used by the collective who are still functioning in third, fourth, and fifth dimensions are using a portion of that original Christed matrix. But you now, because of the status of your energetic system and your state of consciousness, you are able to draw from the vastness of that 12th dimensional Christed matrix. These refined energetics, sentient energies, will not replace the present energetic configuration, so that those who wish to still function in the third, fourth, or beginning stages of fifth dimension can use them. So you will have a coherent and smooth use of this Christed matrix in two different states of energetic consciousness. Be aware that these new energetics are so immense and refined that it is very easy for you to go into a state of unconsciousness. So during these conversations, stay alert, ground yourself often. It is your duty as a member of this council to bring these energies into your body in some semblance of form, so that they are usable in your creation of the light template that you are laying down for those souls coming after you into this physical plane. Let us begin with the third and fourth triads and the present iteration of these triads. The third and fourth triads are massive energetic systems that change your perception of the meaning of transcendence and remembering that you are a creative aspect of your spirit that has no limit. We assisted you by creating segue energetic formats that open your consciousness and refine your energetic system. Take a deep breath. You can feel the energies already building. Currently, you know that the Ark of the Covenant sits at the apex of the fourth triad. The seventh dimensional light prism had also been held here, as well as the eighth dimensional light template. The light frequencies that you can draw from the undifferentiated light are of a much different frequency range and coherency than ever before, because you can draw in undifferentiated light that facilitates your ability to maintain the seventh and eighth dimensional states of consciousness of your soul spirit. The arc begins your ascension process. Here are some valuable points of reference that we once again place in your field of awareness. The Ark of the Covenant was woven into the third triad's thousand petal lotus and the entire third triad. The golden chalice provides a segue point between the second and the third triads. It is filled with golden liquid light and sits at the base of the medulla oblongata, where it can be drawn from continually through the second triad that spins at a much higher velocity and light frequency. The golden frequency of the golden chalice also emanates electrical charges from the Ark of the Covenant. It alters the way thought is thought and processed. These electrical charges have an equilibrium within them, already built into them because of the unlocking of the sixth and seventh dimensional time locks. All four triads become one massive spinning vortex of creative light. So you can see how important these segue points that we have put in play in the last two sessions. These segue points are very important. All four triads become one massive spinning vortex of creative light. When all of these energetic systems are put in play, they allow you to create light as you were intended at the beginning when your spirit was created. You are also capable of creating form within form and experiencing form in its refined dimensional emanations. The key to this is the complete functioning of the seven light packets and the master packet. The full use of the seven light packets and the master packet affects the chakra system's higher function through the DNA strands that were placed there. Now let us proceed with an accelerated holographic block of energetic light frequency and concepts. Take a deep breath and be present and alert. Focus your attention on the fourth triad, where the Ark of the Covenant presently resides. Take a deep breath. Watch what is happening. As the new ascension light template energies begin to manifest and transmute the Ark of the Covenant that you have previously known into a massive creative system that is part of the original Christed matrix. Observe the brilliant and magnificent light that is now present in this moment. Take a deep breath. Stay conscious. Breathe. Conscious and alert. Are you present in your body? Grounded in your earth chakras and your earth star? Voice to yourself your answer. Deep breath. This is a massive block of energy relating to the Ark of the Covenant and the original Christed matrix. Let us continue. Now, in this present moment, observe how the fourth triad has been held in the quadratic configuration of the magenta diamond. Deep breath, conscious and alert. This multidimensional magenta diamond is now constantly emanating the concepts of transformation, transcendence, and ascension. This massive holographic energetic block of your ascension mechanism is continually kept in play by the luminous ones, Amrata, Sarazan, Tuame, and Meku. They very slowly infuse the quadratic dimensional magenta diamond with the platinum ray of ascension. Take a deep breath. Another breath. The whole triadic system is changed in its function and its frequency through the presence of the eighth dimensional light template. You, in your present body, cannot draw the new complete energetics of the 12th dimensional Christed matrix. It will come into your energetic system in a step-down version of the eighth dimensional light template, which sits in your unified field and can be continually drawn from. These new 12th dimensional light iterations of the Christed matrix are beyond your language and definition. They must be experienced and integrated so you will know them intimately. This will take some time, perhaps a few years to fully integrate them properly. But we assure you that you will be fully complete in your ascension preparation before you leave your present body. Take a breath. Be present and be aware. There is more. Another breath. Get yourself grounded. Be alert so we can continue.